Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto, and his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand, and you're gonna be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way?
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and many of you know by now we lost some people in the entertainment industry, Helen Reddy as well as Mac Davis. I wanted to reach out to someone who had had experience with Mac. We all have been fans of Mac's music, but we didn't get to know him on the level where maybe writing songs, composing, working with him on his passion. He loved music, and to talk to someone who made that connection, I felt like that would be good for listeners to hear some of that inside story. So I reached out to Philip White, who is from Anderson, Alabama, originally, my stomping grounds as well, graduated from Lauderdale County High School, and that's my area. And Philip is a 3-time number one hit songwriter, Academy of Country Music Award winner, Grammy-nominated songwriter and producer that has written songs for artists such as George Strait, Luke Bryan, Chris LeDoux, Vince Gill, Darius Rucker, Reba, Blake Shelton, Rascal Flatts, and Jake Owen. And those are just some of the artists that have recorded Philip's work. But among these includes the 2003 ACM Song of the Year, the Rascal Flatts smash I'm Moving On, the theme song for Reba's self-titled hit TV show I'm a Survivor, and Blake Shelton's Nobody But Me. I'd like to welcome to the show right now Philip White. Welcome, Philip, to the Mark White Show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. It was touch and go when the message came out about Mac Davis, and the question was, would he make it through it? And last night we found out that he did not. And so many people posted about Mac Davis and what his music meant to them. It really is encouraging to see that somebody can have that type of impact with a love and passion for music like Mac had.
Mac was one of the best. He, you know what's amazing to me is he wrote most of those songs by himself. And I got introduced to Mac to do a co-write probably about 12 years ago. And I was a nervous wreck going in to write with him. And, you know, he was a Lubbock, Texas boy, and me being an Alabama boy, we immediately made a connection. And it didn't take long that I didn't see him as just one of the great songwriters of the world, but one of the greatest men I'd ever known. And today's hard for me, but he was a great friend. He was a great man, and I'm going to really miss him.
Much of Mac's work was before our time, my friend. You're just a couple of years older than I am, but when you go back to some of the things that Mac had done, especially when he gets into the 60s and 70s, amazing work with some incredible singers as well as groups, and he actually moved on to Atlanta from Lubbock. That's an interesting story in and of itself, but he wanted to get out of Lubbock is what I understood, and so he found his way back to his mom in Atlanta.
Yeah, he has fond times. A lot of people don't know, but when Mac was in Atlanta, kind of how he got started in the music business, he was promoting R&B records for a label out of Atlanta. So he was a record promoter starting out, and then started into songwriting and then as an artist. But, you know, Mac's work, I was listening last night, stuff. And, you know, In the Ghetto by Elvis is one of the most amazing songs ever written. If you listen to that lyric and that song, is so moving. It's one of the best written songs. But knowing Mac, you know, he didn't grow up in the ghetto, but Mac had a heart for people, and he loved all people, and he really meant that song. He really had a way of expressing his heart in his music, and that's a beautiful thing, and that's something this world needs. But his career stretches not only to stuff before our time, but just recently, a lot of people don't know, he wrote co-wrote Young Girls for Bruno Mars. And so he's had several cuts, you know, recently. So, I mean, he never was out of it. He was always there.
Going back to the song Ghetto, it was actually originally pitched to Sammy Davis Jr. I thought that was interesting. Of course, Elvis picked it up, became a major hit for him. And you're right about that, because if you don't grow up in the ghetto, then you'd have to understand the plight, people's situation, and get into their perspective to be able to pull off a song like that.
Yeah, well, you know, Mac, I'll tell a funny story. It's a personal story. I was riding for Disney at the time, and you know, they had called me, and I was out there writing with a pop artist, and they called me and said, hey, would you like to stay an extra 2 or 3 days and write with Mac Davis? And I said, sure. They said, well, you know, he's going to have a car pick you up and take you to his house in Bel Air. Anyway, so I get there, and they made me feel at home, him and his wife, Lisa. And but this defines Mac. Mac was... that dude was born to be a songwriter. And I get up and I'm drinking coffee and I'm sitting down with Mac and said, hey, let me play you. This was probably 2006 or 7. And he said, let me play you this new verse I wrote in the ghetto. And I just laughed because I'm like, Mac, I think I was done. And but he played me this new verse he wrote, and it was incredible. But he never stopped. That dude was born to create, and he did it well. I think it was a true example of when God gives you a gift of you can't help but use it.
Absolutely. And you think about some of the things that he did. He had the Mac Davis Show. He was in a movie with Nick Nolte. football film called North Dallas 40 back in 1979, the year I was born. Going back to what people were saying about Mac and how music touched their life, and you think about your own writing, Philip, the impact that it has on people and what it means to you, you can speak for yourself how it touches you when people say, Philip, the song that you wrote really hit me. Mac had that feeling over and over again throughout his life.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I can't imagine with everything he wrote how many times somebody came up to him and said, man, your song changed my life. And I know when that happens to me, it's probably the most touching thing anybody can say to me. And, or, you know, your song, you know, they played your song at my rehab graduation or, you know, anything like that. You know, the life of a songwriter is not, we don't live a rock star life. You know, it's touch and go sometimes with the money coming in, or, you know, there's years you don't make nothing, years you make good, and then it's maybe another 10 years before you can, so a lot of times financially it don't make sense, but the reason why we do it is that reason you just said, is we feel like we're sitting here to make a difference and do what we're supposed to do, and that is good.
Sounds like radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But you do do it out of your passion. You do it for a love of what you do, your craft. If you love that and that's what you're passionate about, then you pursue it no matter feast or famine.
Right, exactly.
Well, the main thing I wanted to get out today was honoring Mac Davis and his legacy. Of course, you can go down the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, where he was inducted in 2000. The guy's even got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star symbol in Hollywood, California.
You know, there was two honors Mac had, and I know this, you know, firsthand because he told me. Two things that meant more to him than anything was get inducted in the Texas Music Hall of Fame and the NSAI Songwriters Hall of Fame, the National Songwriters Hall of Fame, because it was voted on by his peers, you know. And that says a lot about him. He was, you know, there's so many funny, great stories I could tell. From playing golf with him at Bel Air Country Club, and, which is crazy for this Alabama boy to get to you know, talking to James Garner on the phone, which is one of his best friends. But Mac, he achieved great success and great fame. I think the biggest tribute I could say is, at the end of the day, Mac was still a small-town boy from Lubbock, Texas.
It leaves a hole in people's hearts anytime somebody leaves, especially those who loved him most and those who worked with him and had an opportunity to actually get to know Mac personally.
Yeah.
It's going to leave an empty spot. And I said last night, even when my friend passed away, it's almost like we're held to this world by a bunch of strings, and say somebody we really care about and love is gone, another string is cut, and it loosens us up from the world, and we're not as tied to it anymore.
Right. That's it. That's exactly right.
I want to take a quick break, Philip, and when we come back, I do want to share with people, because I'm interested, too, in having you an opportunity to share with my listeners about your music, being an Anderson guy. I want you to be able to share a little bit about how people can connect with you, because I do want to recognize you and your work as well, Philip. I appreciate what you do to represent the Shoals area. Of course, like I said in the start, graduated from Lauderdale County High School, was a police officer in Rogersville for 4 years of my life. Just have a love of that community. I know you do as well. And you're speaking to us from between Rogersville and Elgin right now.
Yes,
at C.L. Davis Store.
I'm driving over to Spain.
All right. Well, give us just a minute. We'll come right back and we'll take a break. We're talking to Philip White, and he is my buddy from Anderson, Alabama. We're talking about Mac Davis and the passing of Mac and what it meant to him being able to make that connection with Mac. And we're going to talk to Philip a little bit about his own music and his own work when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
And the autumn leaves reminded him another summer's come and gone. He had a long, lonely night ahead, waiting for June.
than among the leaves near an orphan's home. A piece of paper caught his eye, and he stooped to pick it up with trembling hands. And as he read the childish writing, the old man began to cry, 'cause the words burned inside him like a brand.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
I was just 15 and out of control. Lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just
just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old buddy holly tune called Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing the distance.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Philip White in the first segment, and we still have him here with us between Rogersville and Elgin, Alabama. He is an Anderson boy. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Philip.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me again.
Yes, sir. Let's talk a little bit about your own music and some of the things that you've been working on, Philip. I do want listeners to get a taste of Philip White and what you're into lately.
And I just finished up an album over at Thames called Philip White Moving On Sessions Volume 2 that I'm hoping is going to be put out. But then I've recently just signed with Thames, and I'm actually on my way over there this morning to write. And it's crazy we were talking about Mac early, but I write out of Rick Hall's office at Thames, and Matt's guitar is still there. That's where he wrote Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. So I'm pretty excited about that. But man, what I've been up to, I just finished an album. I've got a song on George Strait's new album called Some Nights that I love. I just recently wrote 8 songs on Kenny Wayne Shepherd's album that's just going to be put out. And I've been producing a Southern Rock album on some Alabama boys called Them Dirty Roses. So I've been busy.
It sounds like it, Philip. Man, you don't slow down. I mean, you know, when it's hot, you got to hit it, right?
Well, it's been a blessing during this COVID thing. You know, I spent 100 days on the road last year playing shows all over the country and Canada, and the COVID thing just stopped. So it's been a blessing to have something to work on, and it's been a blessing to be back home after 30 years in Nashville to come back and sign with Fame and get to drive into the shows where my heroes and mentors, Spooner Odom and Donna Cripps, wrote, and to get to try to make a difference in the shows music scene has been pretty rewarding.
Well, and I know that means something to you. And talking about the shows and the connections that you have there, I remember when I was at Lauderdale County High School back in 1994 is when we first moved to Rogersville. I remember hearing your name, and of course, I went to school with your brother. He's closer to my age, Eric. He serves over in Athens Police Department. Me and Eric both served with the Anderson Volunteer Fire Department. I got to meet your dad up in the tower there at Huntsville Airport. He was meteorologist. That's right, because he was doing a training. Me and Joseph Tully went up there to talk about maybe doing that training to become part of what he was doing. Since we're talking about Mac Davis and people who influenced you, let's talk about someone or a couple of people who really had a major influence before you ever hit the pen with the paper.
Well, you know, I started riding when I was 16, and, you know, I met Spooner Oldham when I was, you know, 16 or 17, and, you know, found out we were distant cousins. And so I think, you know, I hung around Spooner a lot, and because of that, I got to be close with Donnie Fritz, who was a dear soul that we lost this past year, too.
Yes.
And you know, more than anything, you know, I learned how to be a pro and from those guys. And, you know, there's a soul, there's something in this water here that's way different than anywhere else I've ever made music. And, like going into Fame, I get chills every time I walk in there every day, and I'm just so blessed to be able to call that, you know, go make music there every day, because there's something in the air and there's some magic that I can't really explain.
Well, and the luxury is you don't have to. You just know that feeling, and you go in there, and it gives you, it motivates you, inspires you as a writer, I'm sure, and be able to do what you do.
Exactly. It's a very inspirational place to be. It's very magical, and so much history was made. You know, Rick and the Swampers and all the things that came out in the 60s and 70s and 80s. But, man, what people don't know around here, there's still some great music being made here.
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to BJ Thomas the other day, and he said he's coming to Muscle Shoals when COVID clears out. He has some music to make there in Muscle Shoals as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Philip, I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to join me today and to share about Mac and also share about your own music. As we close out, tell people how they can connect with you, how they can follow your music. I know now that you're with Fame, there may be some other opportunities and ways that people can keep up with you.
Yeah, it's philipwhitemusic.com, or I'm on Facebook, and it's Philip White Music on Facebook and Instagram, and they can click and get with me on there.
Sounds good to me. Well, Philip, you take care and enjoy the Shoals today. I think it's nice weather to be riding around between Rogersville and Elgin.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. I'm going to roll the windows down and crank up some Mac Davis and just enjoy my day.
Have fun, my friend. Good to talk to you, Philip.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, buddy. Folks, we've been talking to Philip White from Anderson, Alabama, singer-songwriter. We enjoyed that interview. Talking about Mac Davis, of course, we lost him yesterday. What an amazing musician, what an amazing songwriter himself. We do want to express our condolences to Mac Davis's family, those who loved him the most. I'm sure we'll have many stories come out of people who worked with Mac over the years. From 1962 to 2020, this man was involved in music, unfortunately had heart surgery and didn't make it after the heart surgery and passed away at age 78. Appreciate Philip White joining us here on the Mark White Show today. Go check out philipwhitemusic.com. Find him on Facebook. Excited about his new opportunity with Fame Music. Looking forward to hearing some great things out of that. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
All the sweetest things in life are free, and they're right before your eyes. But you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings every day. You're gonna find your way to heaven. It's a rough and rocky road if you don't stop and smell the roses along the way.
Before you went to work this morning in the city, well, did you spend some time with your family? Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to your breast? Love and tender.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.